With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. This week, a playoff final preview special. Ooh. And joining me down the other end of the phone to bask in the glory of a well-organised Northern Premier League playoff schedule. Like, you know, kicks off at 3 o'clock, finishes at 5, subject to extra time. Done. The end. Finished. Roll on super duper playoff. There it is. Helping organise such a on-schedule playoff schedule this week is James Hayes, and he joins me down the other end of the phone. Hello, James. How are they?
How are you doing, Ben? Thank you very much for the intro.
You know, James permanently walks around with a clipboard and a stopwatch, and it's coming handy this week because...
We all remember
on the buses, and if James is determined to make sure that all these matches kick off on Saturday at 3 o'clock, where one team will be crowned the winner at the end, and they progress to whatever lies in wait for them when we start going a bit more national. And that's when it's out of your hands then, James, isn't it? Next week. What are we going to do? We're relying on other people then. Oh, no.
Well, it's not as bad as that because, again, we'll discuss that in a second, won't we, anyway?
Right. Partially is. But anyway, also coming up in this week's show, we're going to be obviously previewing all three playoff finals for Saturday. The management at South Shields will be joining us. Warrington's Paul Carden will be coming on. Bill Powell from Brighouse joining us. Pontefract Coles, Radcliffe and Neil Baker at Leek all coming on this week's show. And James can't make any predictions, but what we can do is talk about how those sides got to the final on Saturday. Starting off with the Premier Division, both South Shields and Warrington victorious. Commiserations to Buxton and Nantwich Town. Strangely, South Shields scored 4. They won 4-2 in their match in front of a great crowd of 80, just shy of 1,900 at Mariners Park. And at Cantilever Park, Warrington Town also scored 4, beating Nantwich Town by 4-1 in front of a crowd there of over 1,400. So, James, second v third.
Yeah, indeed. So, but until the half-hour mark, it was going to be the other two in the final as it stood at the moment.
Good point. I didn't even notice that. Look at that. Both teams went 1-0 up. Yeah, Buxton and Nantwich Town going 1-0 up just short of the half-hour mark. Wow.
Yeah, and seeing you saw, so obviously we'll start with South Shields game. Buxton went up there with a game plan. Everyone said they were going to be the team to watch. Second half, South Shields do what South Shields do. Control the game. Early red card in the second half for Buxton and the tide turned completely. South Shields now getting ready to host our next host Warrington on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear the view from South Shields. On Friday afternoon, I caught up with one of the joint managers at Mariners Park. Here's Lee Picton.
Yeah, obviously over the moon with the result. To be fair to Buxton, you know, they came and they gave a really good account of themselves and pressed high up the pitch and put us under pressure in the first half. And we kind of didn't have it our own way by any stretch of the imagination. But once we settled into the game, I think we showed our true quality and deserved to win the game in the end.
And momentum's a powerful thing in any sport, but especially in football as well. And South Shields are on an incredible run at the moment, not just the home form, which is world-renowned, but just generally, you've been quite marauding in recent weeks and months.
Yeah, we have, and you know, going back to the regular season itself, you've got to pay real credit to Farsley, for Farsley Celtic, for obviously not just sticking with us, but you know, obviously finishing above us in the end. They went on a phenomenal run themselves to stay at the top. So you know, fair play to them and well done. And you know, in the end, the table doesn't lie, as they say, and they were deserved winners of the league. And we've now got to try and go through this route So if we get what we want from the season and hopefully get that promotion we're looking for.
I mean, how difficult was it to, because I've supported a team who've just missed out on the title. I mean, it was to what I think it benefited you somewhat, really, didn't it? That it was increasingly likely Farsley were going to win the league last game of the season. So you don't have that deflatedness going into Tuesday, but that is something to watch out for in those player semi-finals as a manager.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I've been in that situation before during my time at Blyth Spartans, and you can definitely suffer from a, you know, a post-regular season hangover, so to speak, and we had to be really careful that that wasn't the case. And, you know, the lads responded brilliantly on Tuesday. We couldn't have asked a lot more from them, and we know it's going to be a really, really tough game tomorrow against Warrington. We've got the utmost respect for them, and, you know, again, they've got the kind of record of being the only team in the regular season that have come to Mariners Park and beaten us on our own patch. So there can't be any level of complacency at this end, far from it. And it'll be another fantastic game, I'm sure, tomorrow.
It's interesting you said that, Lee, because that was one of my questions that I had lined up. But clearly, you're already aware of that match back in February, and that bodes well for yourselves because, you know, like you say, you can't have any complacency, even despite the home record that you've got.
Definitely not, and. We know how strong Warrington are, and you know they'll come here, and I'm sure they'll want to put their own stamp on the game. And what we've got to try and do and make sure that it's the kind of game of football that we want it to be. I think that's going to be absolutely key, that we don't get, you know, under the pressure of the situation, we don't get drawn into a game of football that isn't the kind of game of football that we want it to be. I.e., you know, getting it down and using our strengths with the ball on the floor. We've got to try and stick to our identity, so to speak, and hopefully that'll be good enough for us to get over the line tomorrow.
And how difficult is this period for yourselves and Graham and everyone at the club, really, but on the playing side as well? Because, you know, we've had so many months of football now, that the training essentially writes itself, I'd imagine. But also the fact that, you know, you've had your playoff semi-final, you've got this final tomorrow, then potentially you've got another final the following weekend. This must be difficult to schedule for players who really should be winding down now, ready for summer.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, Ben, but we've actually got a final tonight as well.
Oh, so my goodness. I didn't know. I do apologise.
We've got the final of the Durham Challenge Cup tonight at the Stadium of Light. So I'm not going to lie. You know, that's something that is far from ideal from our perspective. Two games scheduled in 2 days at such a crucial stage of the season. We've obviously had to, you know, look at things very, very carefully and try and navigate, you know, the next 48 hours the best way we possibly can be. But we haven't got squads of, you know, 30-odd players. We're going to have to, there will be a limited amount of crossover between some lads who will have to take part in tonight's game and tomorrow. So, look, we don't want that to detract or become an excuse for us, but there's no two ways about it. It is definitely far from ideal for us, and we're just going to have to try and do our best to make sure that we get the right result.
I mean, what is? I shouldn't really be asking you, because you've obviously got a horse in this race, and you're going to have a really strong opinion on it. But what is happening with the scheduling of football matches in the month of May? It's quite remarkable,
Pass.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And again, you've got to be careful what you say sometimes.
Yes. I'll say it for you. I'll say it for you, Lee. It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Big good luck against Shildon anyway in the Durham Senior Cup final tonight as we record this. But just your closing comments then to the home support. Obviously, Mariners Park's been a fortress for a long time for the club. Come one, come all is the message for Saturday, I'd imagine.
Yeah, without a doubt. And again, you know, it's far from ideal for our supporters having to, you know, find the money to come and watch us on Tuesday and then come and watch us tonight and then come and watch us tomorrow. But there's one thing for sure, you know, they've been absolutely unbelievable all season long. And, you know, we had a tough first 45 minutes, especially against Buxton. And they stuck with us every step of the way and you know, and never... never kind of went against us at any stage, and you can't ask for more than that. And we know we're going to have a huge number here tomorrow at Mariners Park, and we're all massively looking forward to it.
Lee Picton there, joint manager at South Shields, speaking to me on Friday. So a big crowd expected on Saturday, James, for this one. Full commentary available as well on Live Sports, I believe.
That's correct. So,
So that'll be on Live Sports. And the visitors going all the way up to the northeast from Cheshire on Saturday will be Warrington Town. Warrington Town beating Nantwich Town by 4-1. Let's hear now from the manager at Warrington Town. Here's Paul Carden.
It was obviously a great result, great performance. Totally deserved, to be honest. We went behind against the run of play. But either side of the goal, we were the best team in the first half, and felt we needed to change a few bits, well, a little bit of our attack in the second half. So at half time we made a change, brought Bohan Dixon on, and we took more control of the game in Nantwich's half, and probably spent most of the second half in their half. So like I say, I mean, Dave's not daft. He said we were too strong for them, which on the night we definitely were.
And obviously, you know, you're building up to this game for both managers, really building up to this game for a while. I mean, how difficult was the preparations to get it right, basically the team selection from the Saturday before, and get that momentum going for that Tuesday?
Well, we made 7 changes against Buxton on Saturday, and that was obviously to rest a few, to also give lads who are sort of on the edge of it an opportunity to stake a claim and to get some minutes in if they haven't. So it was important that we got that right, because one thing we didn't want to do was lose whilst there was still a chance of finishing second. You know, and the side that we put out was a strong side anyway. It wasn't like we filled it full of kids. So it was a good performance away at Buxton in terrible conditions, but it gave us a chance to make sure the squad was right for Tuesday against Nantwich.
And obviously these semi-finals, they are tricky affairs. I mean, how much did you learn from last season's experience against Grantham heading into the Nantwich game?
Well, to be honest, there was a lot of disappointment heading into that game, because we'd finished third on goal difference last season, and it was a goal in the 94th minute that Ashton scored. Plus we'd lost to Stourbridge on a Saturday and we were 4. So there was disappointment in the performance in the game before that, I think, spilled over. But the ultimate thing about last season was the side that we had. We had Tony Gray was injured, Jay McCartan, leading goal scorer, Sean Bealey, Dylan Marcello, Rory McKeown. You know, they were all missing from that playoff semi against Grantham. Now you take five regulars, 5 key players. You've got your captain, your leading goal scorer, experienced player, and Dylan. We had, you know, a lot of clubs interested in him at the time. Rory McKeown goes up to the Scottish Championship at the end of last season. So they were big players for us, and we never had them available. And you know, you take 5 players out of any side, especially key players, you know, that side probably going to struggle. And we did, and we limped over the line in the playoffs, and we limped out of them miserably. So big thing for me in the summer was to build a squad that was capable of sustaining a challenge, which is what we've done.
Where you're heading to is South Shields, and was it too bad the last time you went there, if memory serves? And South Shields home form is one thing, but you've cracked it. So what's your sense going up to Mariners Park on Saturday?
Listen, we know it's going to be a tough game. You know, they'll be favourites. They were favourites early on in the season. The home form's unbelievable, and they play a way which suits their players. They've got, you know, 3-4 technical players in midfield. They play a very narrow midfield. They look to play through. So we know what their strengths are and what they're good at. But we also know that, like you say, we've beat them there before. We've beat them at home. And they'll be thinking, we owe these. But we need to make sure that we that we proved that the two league results were worthy wins, and you know, not by chance. You know, we know the strengths, but we also know our own strengths, and if we play to our own strengths, then you know, I certainly know it'll be a cracking game. Two good sides, you try and play the right way. We were going for it, and you know, I'm looking forward to the game, but I'll be even happier if we obviously come out the right side of the result.
And obviously, it is one game at a time and all that, but essentially this is a semi-final rather than a final, because then you've got, we've christened it the Super Duper playoff the following Saturday, if the Central League can find a team in time. But that will be at home as well. So how difficult is that side of things to actually, you know, get up for not just a semi-final, but then another final and then another final after that? That must be tricky as a manager.
Yeah, to be honest, quite farcical, really, to win your league playoff and not get promotion. You know, for all the clubs involved, not just us, it's not a great situation. But the way that the league and the way they want the pyramid to work, it's obviously the only real way of doing it. And it's obviously a one season thing that's going to happen. So. It is what it is. We knew about it at the beginning of the season. You know, I think the other league with Kings Lynn and Stourbridge, they've obviously had bigger issues with what's gone on there. So, you know, we knew all about it at the beginning of the season. It's not ideal, but, you know, we've had plenty of time to get our heads around it. We just need to make sure we adapt and we apply ourselves right.
And finally then, Paul, obviously it's a big game in the club's history this weekend. What's your message to the travelling support heading to the North East on Saturday?
Just replicate their performance from Tuesday on Saturday, because the ground was bouncing. It was a real proper atmosphere. And one of the lads thrived on, and you know, I know South Shields fans, to be fair, when we played them at their place, they clapped us off. Which showed the type of people and the type of supporters they are. And our fans are the same. And, you know, it should make a cracking atmosphere. We're going to have a good few going up there, a few hundred going up there, I believe. So, like you say, the atmosphere will be brilliant. And hopefully we can give the fans more of what they've seen on Tuesday.
Paul Carden there speaking to me on Friday afternoon. So South Shields against Warrington live on Live Sports. And if you can't make it in person, get down there. That's going to be a biggie of a game. And as we know, the winners of this game will progress to hashtag Super Duper Playoff, which is now caught on. I'd like to thank Adam Parks on Black Country Radio for nicking that phrase. You're more than well. Everyone can use it.
Everyone's been using it last week anyway.
Super duper playoff next week. South Shields or Warrington take it on the best that the Central League can offer. And unfortunately, at time of recording, James, and obviously the Central League's had a bit of an issue, let's say, with getting their particular semi-finals played, let alone the final this weekend. In fact, their final isn't taking place this weekend, James.
No, indeed. So due to a points deduction, which could have seen Stratford, who are their fifth place side at the moment, being thrown out, it's all been sorted this afternoon. Stratford are still in, they've only been docked the 3 points. So they're playing their semi-finals this coming Saturday, subject to when they will decide, because it's still not fully settled when they're going to play that first match. But I've been told either the Saturday or the Sunday. The final will be on the Wednesday.
Right.
And the FA have made it clear to both us and the Southern League that the Super Duper Final, or the Step 3 Promotion Final, as it's known, is still going to be played on the 11th of May at either South Shields or Warrington. South Shields or Warrington will be the hosts, because they've got the best of points per game record over the season.
Okie dokie. Right, so... Right, well, we'll wait and see. I mean, I jokingly said to you on a private conversation, arranging these Central League playoffs is a lot like our student days when we tried to organise a night out. It's been very complicated, hasn't it? A lot of teams going, I can't do that day, can't do this day, can't do the other day. It's been But we wish everyone well in the Central League, getting those playoff games played. And as we said, either South Shields or Warrington will be hosting that Super Duper playoff on a week on Saturday. And of course, we want our sides to win. But best of luck to both South Shields and Warrington on Saturday when it comes to the good old-fashioned, on-time-to-schedule Northern Premier League, Premier Division playoff final. Now, that's step three. What about step four? Now, shortly we're going to be discussing Division East, as we'll be joined by the management at Brighouse Town and Pontefract Coles, because that's a conversation in itself. But Radcliffe against Leek this weekend, and that comes about because on Tuesday evening, Radcliffe comfortably beat Ramsbottom United in the end by 3-0. Radcliffe will take on Leek, Moore and Leek Town in a second. But let's hear now from the manager at Radcliffe about that 3-0 win over Ramsbottom United in the Division West playoff semi-final on Tuesday evening. Here's John Macken.
Obviously, it was a great performance. You know, it was a semi-final of a playoff. Obviously, there's obviously things associated with that in terms of, you know, nerves, the occasion, it's a local derby, big crowd. And, you know, I thought the lads were fantastic. I thought we performed excellently on the night. And, you know, we deserve the victory.
And it's quite a challenge going from trying to change gears in a way, isn't it? Going from the title race through to the playoff semi-final. And we've seen so many teams who finish second slip up at that point in time. So you must be very pleased with the way, the mentality of the squad going into that semi-final.
I was. You know, it was obviously it's been a long, hard season. We fought all the way. And, you know, to go into obviously a local derby, we played them two or three games before, so we know what a good side they are. And we, you know, we went into it, obviously, we go into every game, we do our homework, we do our preparations, and we hopefully do enough to win the game. And I just thought on Tuesday night, we really, really, you know, the players stood up to the occasion, the performed, you know, to a level which we know they can perform to. And, you know, it was just a good all-round performance, I think, on Tuesday night. And it was a good professional display.
And what that sets up is obviously Leek won their semi-final Wednesday. So yeah. It's quite nice, I think. It's second against third, how it should be in many ways. No disrespect to the other two teams. But it's at home. And how important is that going to be for yourselves and the rest of the team there at Radcliffe?
Well, I don't know whether it gives you any advantage, because obviously it's a final, so both teams are going to be wanting to win. I think, you know, with the crowd that we hopefully will get again, because the support's been immense over the, you know, the back part of the season, or all season really. But, you know, we had 700 plus there, I think, on Tuesday, or 700, I think the crowd was. And we need that again. You know, the support was immense. It's been fantastic. We need that because, you know, it does have an effect on the performance. So I suppose you get that advantage. But once again, Leek are a good side. You know, they beat us at our place this season. So we know how tough it's going to be. But we're prepared and we're looking forward to it.
Just before we go, John, there's a couple of players, because we've not I've left you to it towards the end of the season. So there was a couple of players who got recognised in Teams of the Year at the NPL Awards, and it'd be nice to recognise them now with yourself. And Callum Grogan in the West Division got selected, as did Tunde Owalabi. Yeah. Tunde's been superb, as has Callum. I mean, what they brought to the table this season?
Well, they've been immense. Callum has really stood up. You know, it's been a big season for him, but he's really stood up to the plate. You know, his performance levels and his attitude, I suppose, and his desire to go and lead the team. You know, he's still a young player. He's been immense, and you know, his performance levels and it's what he deserved. You know, because of his hard work this season. And Tunde, once again, he's been fantastic. He's led the line. He's understood the game. He's understood when he's needed to be taken out of it and then put back into it, and different roles that he's played in terms of the team and the squad. And he's, you know, he's played his part massively. And some of his goals have been tremendous this season, and big goals at big moments. You know, just Tuesday night, for instance, he scored the second goal, which, you know, put us on the front foot again, because he was putting pressure on us. And, you know, when you get that second goal, it kind of relaxes you a little bit. And, you know, takes you to a different level in game performance. And Sunday's been his goals have been fantastic, but you know his performance levels for the team as well and for the squad has been immense. And his level, like I say, his work rate for the team and just his understanding of the game, I think he's matured a lot this season. You know, he has had a few clubs previous, but I think he's matured this season. He's really grown into the role of, you know, where we see him and how we see him in the future.
And just before you go, John, obviously, like we said earlier, it's at Stanton Park, this game on Saturday. Attendances are up. The feel-good vibe at the club's been up all season long. What's your closing message to the home support for Saturday's final against Leek?
Thank you for all the support, you know, and coming out in your hundreds at the moment, which it is doing, which is tremendous for the club, for the town. I think it's all credit to them. You know, we've tried to put on the performances that warrants them coming to watch us again, an enjoyment factor, a feel good factor at the club, and you know they are coming to support us and they give us immense support home and away, which is, you know, massive credit to them. You know, they've been coming to away games, they've been, you know, home games, and you know, if they can just come for one more game and give us that extra little lift that we need, which I'm sure they will do, then it's, you know, it's the thanks from me, you know, all the staff, the players, and the club in a whole, just for everything that they give us, you know, that extra little step in certain games and, you know, throughout the season, they've been immense.
John Macken there speaking to me on Thursday afternoon. So, James, Radcliffe through. Big crowd expected at Stainson Park on Saturday without being too biased or giving an opinion on which way this playoff final is going to go?
It's going to be a very, very good game. I expect a big crowd for this one, especially as quite a few of the local teams in the Manchester are out playing as well. So you're going to get quite a few neutrals, I reckon, come to that one. But having said that as well, looking at the form going into it, Leek have beaten Radcliffe twice this season in the league. I don't want to say quite comfortably, but again by 2 or 3 goals. So if both goals scores are on for Radcliffe.
Don't you come here with your mind games. You can't do that. Right, let's talk about Leek Town and how they got to the final. That game took place on Wednesday night. Leek Town against Colne. Proper box office stuff. Over 1,000 fans there in Staffordshire. Great attendance. The match finished 1-1. Then it went to extra time. And blimey, Timothy Grice stepping up with 1 minute left to score the winner. Superb. So Leek Town progressing to the final. And on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with this is the thing. It was pretty much, it was the next morning. So, I caught up with a man who probably didn't sleep much on Wednesday night. On Thursday morning, I caught up with the manager at Leek Town. Here's Neil Baker. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And we're recording this on Thursday lunchtime. I'm not too sure how you're feeling and how the players are feeling, but it was quite a night last night. How are you feeling?
Shattered, but elated. I think we went through all the emotions last night. It was one of those games. It had everything. First and foremost, it was a good game. Thought both teams played well. It could have gone either way, Ben, and I thought it was a credit to the Northern Premier League.
Now, walk us through your reaction and your and the scenes when Timothy gets that goal with a minute left of extra time.
Well, we were just planning for penalties. Not looking forward to them. If you'd have seen us practice on Monday night, you'd have understood why I'm saying that. And had three of my penalty takers were off the pitch by that time. So we'd been on top, obviously, with the extra player in extra time. But they defended well, Colm. They kept us out, and I thought time was running out. But up popped Tim Grice. It was a terrific finish from an acute angle, and probably the only place he could score was in the roof of the net, which, as you can imagine, set off wild celebrations at Harrison Park.
Absolutely. And what it sets up is obviously this playoff final on Saturday against Radcliffe. I think that by my reckoning, that makes you 10 games unbeaten now in the league. It's certainly been a great run, Leek Town, of being on, quietly getting on with things and getting yourselves into the playoff positions in a very competitive race. But how do you get the boys back up motivated for this one last battle at the end of the season?
Well, I don't think it's a problem. We had a little blip when we lost to Trafford, Kidsgrove and Atherton. We lost three on the trot. Two of them could have gone either way. But we set our target to go unbeaten till the end of the season. And we knew if we could achieve that, we'd get in the playoffs, which we did. So they managed to get themselves up week in and week out. They've overcome obstacles, which I can't speak highly enough of them. Some of the performances, I mean, Prescott away was a fantastic performance against a very good team. It was probably as good as we've performed all season, certainly our best result of the season. But I don't think that's going to be a problem getting them back up. They've got a couple of days off to recover. We'll have a roll call tonight and they'll get treatment, those that need it. And, you know, it'll be a very, very steady evening for them.
I was going to say, I mean, what kind of training would you be doing tonight? Because it's they've already played a lot of football over the past year or so. So it is kind of like it should be built in now, really, shouldn't it, subconsciously?
No, that's right. Yeah, it'll be very, very tepid session. We'll, plenty of treatment, plenty of rubs, good cool down. And prepare the team and the tactics for the weekend.
And because I said this to John earlier, because I've let you managers get on with it, we've not really had a chance to speak about the players' awards that took place a month or so ago. And there were two league players in the team of the year. Firstly, Danny Roberts, and secondly, Daniel Trickett-Smith. What have they contributed this season for league?
They play the part. And a big part, but so have the other 17 or 18 players. We've stuck pretty much with the squad that we had at the start of the season. We've added one or two, not many. We decided that was a policy we wanted to go with. Danny Roberts has had a really good season in goal and got voted the league's best goalkeeper, which is a credit to him. And Dan has been very good all season. He's a match winner. He's added goals to his game. He can make the play. He makes goals. He scores goals, and he's good on the set plays.
I mean, we do have to mention the defensive record of Leek Town. It has been pretty good, hasn't it? In all fairness, only 34 goals conceded all season in the regular season.
The same as Atherton and Radcliffe. But the three top teams have all conceded 34, which is less than a goal a game, which is a terrific feat for all three clubs. There's a lot of good defense. It's a good league. There's a lot of good players on it. There's a lot of good players and a lot of players that could play higher. And, we had a lot of scouts at our game last night, and I think the MPL has been scouted very thoroughly by the league clubs.
Yeah, I hear that a lot as well, and rightfully so as well, because like you say, it is a quality, not just the West, but the East as well, and obviously the Premier. But just before you go, Neil, just obviously the crowds at Leek are on the up. They've seen some cracking football this season, and there's one last mountain to climb on Saturday. So what's your message to the travelling support this weekend?
Well, they've been fantastic. Home and away. We took over half the gate to Colwyn Bay on Saturday. It was fantastic support. And they'll travel in the numbers on Saturday. Be a good crowd. It'll be two good teams. And hopefully, both sets of supporters enjoy themselves and they witness a good spectacle.
Neil Baker there speaking to me on Thursday morning, the morning after the night before, very much. Leek Town there against Colne, 2-1 winners, sets up Radcliffe against Leek Town. Again, second against third, isn't it? On Saturday in North Manchester. James, we've got a motor on because we've got some other managers waiting on the other end of the phone. That's not true, but it sounded proper, didn't it? Let's talk about the eastern side then of the playoffs for this weekend. And it's Pontefract Coles against Brighouse. Firstly, Pontefract Coles beat Ossett United by 3-1. That match too went to extra time. Well, let's discuss Pontefract Coles in a bit more detail now. And joining me down the other end of the phone, it's the chairman at Pontefract Coles. Please welcome to the show, Mark Harling. Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations on making it through to the final. How was the semi-final for yourself?
The semi-final was outstanding. In the first half, I thought our guys were dead and buried. But they come out in the second half and we pulled it back to 1-1. And we went to extra time and then we just basically blew them off the park. And it ended up a 3-1 win for us, which now puts us, which you know yourself, in the final on Saturday, which is tomorrow. And hopefully we can do the same again.
Absolutely, and it's been a cracking season for Pontefract Coles, in all fairness. I mean, even before we say, you know, you're through to the playoff final, at what point did this season meet and then exceed your expectations? Because it has been pretty impressive, to say the least.
To be fair, it's we've achieved all the expectations. What we, you know, we're higher than what we expected. We expected finishing about mid-table, but obviously we finished runners-up. And now we're in the playoffs for a spot in the I League.
Craig's done such an amazing job. And what have you made of the division that you've gone into? Because basically, obviously, Morpeth were very, very impressive themselves. But Pontefract have been second all the way through the season, pretty much.
Well, we have, yeah. We're the likes of a bit top spot at one stage in the season, but we never got to that because we slipped up on a couple of easy games what we should have won. We seem to play better against the higher teams than what we do with the lower teams. And a couple of the lower teams have actually beat us. Otherwise, we would have been champions.
And when it comes to the crowds themselves, I mean, this game tomorrow is a big game, but it feels like that you've been serving up quality football all season.
It isn't just these last couple of games where we've been good. You know, man, like you say, we've been good biggest part of the season. Every team has the slip-ups and the little hiccups, and we've got over them, and we've still finished higher than what we expected to finish. Which I think, in fairness, it's a good result all round. Whether we win the playoffs tomorrow or we don't, it would be nice to finish the season on a big high, knowing next season we're not in this league and we've gone up to step three.
I mean, what would that? At what point are you going to have to pinch yourself, Mark, and go right? We are in step three because just that in itself. I mean, where you were this time last season and the season before, is the what plans need to be put in place to make that step up? Do you feel? Are you just going to go with it and see what happens?
Well, all we can do is, it's like you said, we were runners up in Division One to get promoted to the Premier, and then a lot of people had written off. In that league, we ain't even kicked the ball and they'd us off. We ended up finishing champions and I believe 6 points clear of everybody else. But if we just keep doing what we're doing now, obviously we're not doing anything wrong when you look at the stats. We seem to, whatever we're doing right.
Absolutely. And you'll be hosting tomorrow the team who finished in third position. It seems quite appropriate that second v third in Brighouse Town. Brighouse have been had a great season as well. I mean, what's your message to the home support tomorrow to cheer Craig's side over the line?
There's no doubt about it now. We've got a good set of fans down here. I mean, when we lose, we lose. When we win, we win. You know, if we draw, it doesn't matter. We don't moan or anything. We just get on with what we've got to do on the following week. So tomorrow, it'll be loud down here tomorrow, which we're expecting it. It was loud on Tuesday, which it was only the semi-final. You've got to bear in mind now, there's only two teams playing in this area, so we'll have all the neutrals coming. So tomorrow should be a good day for everybody what comes to watch, and hopefully an entertaining game from both sides. And we can't thank Craig, Rousey and Jesse for what a good job they've done. You know what I mean? And I hope they carry on with what they've done this season when we're into next season. At the end of the day, it's entertaining. It's been entertaining this year.
Mark Harling there, chairman of Pontefract Collieries, joining us here on the Evo Stick NPL show. Pontefract Colls will be hosting Brighouse Town in the final. Brighouse Town beat Sheffield FC by 3-1 on Tuesday. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Brighouse. Here's Phil Powell.
Fantastic sort of performance and response by the players, especially after what was a bit of a lacklustre performance on Saturday that I kind of put down to some of the players having half an eye on Tuesday, which I told them not to. But, you know, to Sheffield, you know, they had everything to play for, and they got the result on Saturday, got them in the playoffs. But Tuesday, you know, even when we went a goal down, I was sort of convinced that we had enough to get ourselves back in the game. And then once we got ourselves back in the game, I felt that there was only going to be one winner, and ultimately that proved to be the case.
And it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that precursor, it's a weird way the fixtures panned out with that match on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you said don't take your eye off the ball and that kind of thing, but how can you go into that game on the Saturday? And then did you learn anything from that game on Saturday to take into Tuesday?
Massively. We you know, we looked at what their strengths were and how they managed to get the result with their strengths. And you know, we changed a few personnel that we felt that were more suited to not just adapting to their strengths, but coping with their strengths and then counteracting that with what they could do against them. And we did that. We managed to do that to the point where we, you know, we dominated the game in key areas, certainly in midfield and at the back. So, you know, the game on Saturday really did help in that sense in preparing and making sure we tightened up a few areas for Tuesday, and ultimately it paid off.
And that takes us then into this playoff final on Saturday against Pontefract Colls. It's weird how it's all panned out for all three divisions, yeah. Second against third. It kind of makes perfect sense, really. Pontefract have been second now for ages. You've been third pretty much for ages as well. I mean, it's this game's been long in the making.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we boasted a bit of an achievement in terms of, you know, we were in the top five since October, and we've not dropped out of it, and we managed to sort of stay in there, which, you know, is a massive achievement in itself, especially with the quality and the size of the teams around it, and they've done the same as a new team. So, you know, you kind of look at it and you go, you know, they're really good at what they do, and they've done it really well, and we're okay at what we do, and we do it really well, and ultimately it's led to where we've finished in the league. And, you know, fair play and credit to both teams, really, for what is, can only describe as a massive achievement considering where both teams were this time last season. Both teams will be pleased.
Obviously, as well, the training on Thursday night, Phil, is very, very important. But, I mean, we were saying that to Neil Baker at Leek earlier in the show. It's one of those training sessions which is difficult to... Is it difficult to get the right balance, do you feel? Because everyone's been doing the same thing now for nearly a year. So how are you going to tackle training on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, well, we trained on Monday before the game on Tuesday. And just tightened up a few things. And it's not about doing stuff that's too heavy. The players understand the need for it and they buy into it and want to do it because they understand that the importance of making sure we do everything right and everything proper. I will approach Thursday. Again, it won't be too heavy. It'll be light. It'll be sort of tactical stuff and detailed stuff around what we're going to do and how we're going to approach the game. And the players understand that they all have to be there for us all to be on the same page. So for us, you know, we'll train for a short period of time, but get what we need out of the session and to make sure everybody's right for Saturday, as we did earlier in the week.
Absolutely. And what one player in particular, because I've been giving all you managers a little break from discussing all this in the run-up, but obviously the player awards took place last month, and we should mention Aaron Martin got to it within the team of the year and obviously scored a very important goal on Tuesday. How important has he been this season?
Well, Aaron Martin is he epitomises sort of pretty much what I'm about as a manager. That's why he's instrumental in terms of what we do. you know, he's a key figure. He works hard. He literally works for every single goal he gets. He's not gifted any of them. And he spearheads the team. So, he's integral to what we do. He's deserving all the plaudits that he's getting this season for all his hard work. And rightly so, he's finished top scorer.
And obviously, he's going to be very, very important this weekend. But so's the support. The support is up. The Orange Army, as it's known. How important are they going to be this weekend? And what's your message to them before we head into this game?
Massive. I mean, Tuesday was a fantastic atmosphere from the fans and the supporters. And it was brilliant to see swelled numbers. I mean, this season we've had an increase in support slightly by around 25%. So, you know, we're keen to keep that momentum going. And on Saturday, we'll need every voice in the crowd to cheer the boys on. They feel it. It gives them that extra 10, 15, 20%. To drive forward and keep going when their legs are ready to give up. That support gives them that extra edge. So yeah, get yourselves down or over to Pontefract on Saturday and get support in the lads.
Phil Powell there, manager of Brighouse Town. So James, it sets up Pontefract against Brighouse this weekend, and we should say as well, second against third. Weird.
Yeah, to make things a little bit more awkward with the situation in Step 4 as well, all but one division is also second versus third. Obviously, I'm not going to go through the permutations here at this moment in time. I'll wait till it's all completed on Monday before we go through all that.
We wish everyone well in their playoff finals on Saturday. We are going to be back on Saturday evening with a special playoff final results day special. We're going to be hearing from all three successful managers. We've cleared it with them. They all agreed. They've all signed contracts to say that even though their eyes will be stinging from champagne and they'll be under the hairdryer drying their hair from all the energy drinks that get poured over their heads at the final whistle, all three successful managers will be coming on the show for our MPL EvoStick NPL show playoff final day special. That's very Partridge, that. And yeah. We'll also be back next week with our Super Duper playoff preview, which is going to be very exciting because who knows if it's going to happen. But James, a big thank you for joining us this week. Media coverage, what's happening on Saturday? EvoStickLeague.co.uk, I'd imagine, is going to be a hive of activity on Saturday.
Indeed so. So, football web page, you've seen it on our social, on the Twitter page. They're doing all three finals for us for text commentaries. Mark Simpson and Bernard Chisney will be doing the South Shields v Warrington game. Over in the East, we've brought Ant Taylor out of retirement for the season. He's going to be doing the punt.
Wait. What? Ant Taylor's doing it, everyone? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ant Taylor will be doing the punt. Ant Taylor's doing the Pontefract versus Brighouse game.
Yes.
And over in the West, he's not with Burke because he's up somewhere near Scotland at this moment in time, but Luke and George from 26-0 will be doing the Radcliffe versus Leek game on 26-0.
Boom! Wow! Great! So, those three commentaries are available for those of you who can't make it person. If you are going to the game, enjoy yourselves. We sincerely hope the best team wins, and a big good luck to everyone involved. And James Hayes, big thank you for joining us, and we'll best of luck to yourself this weekend.
No, it's been. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. But that's the end for this week's EvoStick NPL show. We'll be back on Saturday afternoon with a playoff final results special, where we'll be hearing from the three victorious managers and speaking to a few journalists and that kind of thing from a busy Saturday afternoon in the Northern Premier League. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. And while you're on the internet, don't forget you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your EvoStick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastically decent, this stick's like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.